I speak the truth, my content might just make you so uncomfortable. If you out here fibbing, being fake, no, I'm not one of you. I'm trying to take this higher from the bottom, nah, I'm one of you. Wonder who gon' recognize my worth, this grind been wonderful. It was only cheese between my Wonder Bread. I wondered where the bread was, trying to get my family stomach fed. Gotta keep my head up, I know my day gon' come. I know them days get brighter if you work, the shade gon' come, but prove them wrong.
Well, we could chop that out. That's the good part of editing.
But yeah, what topic should we go over? Like, there's we got church hoes. We got.
You don't want to talk about your sexuality or anything like that, do you?
We can. I don't give a fuck, bro. This is raw.
Okay, I was just asking because I didn't know how comfortable you wanted to be.
Yeah. At this point, with that. Everything about myself, I try to be honest, and that was a part of me that I didn't want to let anyone know for like a long ass time. I wasn't like, I'm not trying, like, this is my business. But at this point, I feel like it's one of those things where it doesn't have to be everyone's business, but it kind of has to be everyone's business. Like, you gotta let people know who you are, and you gotta express yourself.
Yeah, I mean, the good part first, I would say, is that you're being honest with yourself. You can't be comfortable or I guess you could say honest if you're not honest with you, because you with you all the time.
Yeah.
I've always tried to tell people, others won't be comfortable around you until you're comfortable with yourself.
Right.
Because, you know, if you're all jumpy and iffy and sometimes you with your shit and angry and all this shit, people don't know,
right?
You know, what you own or what you're doing. So I say, be sure of what it is you want to do. Be sure, right. And know who you are, because there's going to be a lot of people that's going to try to come and tell you, you know, you're not this. I've had so many people try to tell me, oh, you're not gay, but the reason why they would say that, oh, you're not gay or whatever, is just
because you don't look gay.
I don't look gay.
I get that all.
But that's crazy though, that in today's world people say I don't look gay, but 10 years ago when I was 19, 20, I wasn't getting, motherfuckers knew, you know what I mean? Or maybe it's too because my face was baby face, I didn't have facial hair and all of that. But also too, people have a certain ideology of what gay looks like. Right. And that's why I hate when you look at, now I don't want to say hate, but I don't like when they do show gay people, it's the flamboyant, annoying, glittery, bitchy, catty, you know, smart remark Alec gay dudes. But the reason why they do that is because if they show everyday dudes like me or everyday dudes like, you know, some of these rappers or whatever, it would threaten the heterosexual manhood, basically. And it would be another way for these. Right. And it would be another way for these men to can't hide. It's kind of like, we'd rather front these guys off so that we could hide in the shadows still. Right. We'd rather put this out as the image because, you know, the masses can control what people think. So they rather, you know. And so people, you know, when I was younger and I told people I was gay, the first thing they thought, oh, I'm going to be running around in heels and makeup. And I was just like, no, I ain't never really, right, you know, want to do that. Like, if I am running in heels and makeup, I bet you this, I'll be getting paid. Damn show, you know what I mean? I'm damn sure not going to be out here doing it for free on 2:30 on a Thursday. Fuck that. You know, so, yeah, it is a constant battle sometimes that you got to low-key fight because people have this assumption, you know what I mean? So that's something definitely, you know, look out for and stuff. But I say the first step, though, which I wish a lot of guys would be brave like you, is be honest about themselves and what it is they really like. And, you know, maybe a lot of relationships wouldn't have to go so sour.
Right.
When it comes to heterosexuals, if they were just honest about themselves and what it is that they are into or what they like. One of my missions is to free the Black man to do whatever they want and don't give a fuck about it, because it's time out for all these girls able to do it. all these Black women are able to do it and out here marrying, you know, men, yeah, you know, stud like lesbians and all this, but you know, the minute a Black man want to touch a dick or something or an ass or whatever he's into as far as on the male's anatomy, they get demonized or and all this stuff or and he's left.
Honestly, that shit goes back to that goes all the way back to fucking white people. That just goes back to white people to stereotype Black men to be slaves. And so slaves have to be strong. And the Black man has always had to be strong for their family. And
any sign of weakness, any sign of what would be deemed as weakness, he's not a man. And that's why you have these overly masculine toxic dudes out here trying to portray them when a lot of them really aren't that, like really aren't really that hard. They really ain't that tough. That's why they be getting their ass beat left and right on camera because you thought you was that nigga and got tagged.
I ain't trying to be tough. I'm a big ass nigga. I'm that. And that's another reason why people don't think I'm bisexual or whatever. Like I'm this stone faced, tall ass, dark skinned, handsome.
How tall are you? Oh, you better throw the handsome in there.
Yeah.
No, you handsome. I see it. What you 6'3"?
Yeah, so like people say I'm like 6'5" or 6'4", but I'm pretty sure I'm 6'3", 6'4". And
I'm right under you. I'm not like just a little bit shorter.
And a lot of women are attracted to me, and I know my lady friends have told me like, "Oh, that dude was checking me out." I'm like, "Oh, I mean, that makes me realize like, damn, like anybody's gonna be attracted to me, and that's just how it's gonna be.
You're not just attracting, you know, one gender. You know what I mean? You're attracting, you know, both genders. You know what I mean? And that just goes back to a good looking is just good looking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It don't matter what you are, who looks at you. It's like, oh, that nigga kind of cute. That bitch kind of cute. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so being a I guess you could be out. I guess you could say I'm out. But I've never had a bisexual experience before. Mm-hmm. And I'm on that journey currently. Mm-hmm. Me and my lady, we talked about it and how she's pushing me towards having to like experience myself, experiment, and find out who my true self is. But honestly, I just seen some things like recently. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I like men like that. Like, I think they're cute. I can kiss one, but like having sex with one, I don't know, bro. I don't know, but that's an experience.
First of all, what type of sex are you trying to have? Are you trying to be the receiver, which would be considered the bottom? Or are you trying to give it, which we consider the top? Are you just trying to get your dick sucked? Are you trying to have just a jack off session? What exactly are you look? You know what I mean? There's different. You don't have to go straight in. Like, you don't have to go. Levels. You don't. There's different levels. You don't have to go straight in for the kill. You know what I mean? Like you could start off maybe just getting some head or something, or start off in a just you and a guy jacking off together. That's hot. You know what I mean? And making out. Yeah. That's hot sometimes. You know what I mean?
And honestly, I'm gonna have to start with the making out. Like I have had experiences with men, and like they're non-sexual. But like
you had emotional, older. You had emotional experiences. No,
it wasn't even that. They're like, so a while back, I had a gay friend, and he was attracted to me, but he was hella pushy, and I wasn't really comfortable in that zone with myself, and he was trying to like push me to get in there, and it's just it kind of turned into like a very
argument.
Not even an argument. It's just like a very uncomfortable physical thing. Where he would touch me and I'm like, I don't really feel comfortable. So I kind of stopped talking to him. And that's kind of what I'm just like, yeah, I don't really feel comfortable. Maybe that's why I don't feel comfortable, but it's like going to church and people don't like you for whatever reason, but that doesn't mean church is bad. That just means the people in the church are bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more or less the individual experience you have with another individual. And I just need to find someone who's
helpful. You got to find somebody that's patient. Right. Basically, he was on a 10 and you're on a 1. And right. That's why it wasn't.
And I was younger too. So I was like, I don't know.
That's all the even more reason. So you already scared and nervous and all those thoughts and all those things that play in your head as a young man, or as a younger man, you know what I mean? That probably has something to do with why you didn't go. And it could be the dude was just too pushy, you know what I mean? A lot of times because you're coming from the heterosexual world, it probably felt uncomfortable for you to feel like you're actually being preyed on instead of doing the praying. Right. So that's a new experience probably. Oh,
that's true.
For you. That. Yeah, because you used to going out and hunting and now you're being hunted back. Yeah. And
that's the thing about women, bro. Low key, women are hella easy, bro. Like once you get the formula down, it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, I can approach any woman. Like confidence, honesty, respect, compliments. That's it. That's all women really want. And if you can find your own finesse as a bisexual or straight man with women, then you'll have no problem with like even with getting like rejected. That's when you have confidence. And
I'm gonna let you know this too. On the gay side, it's gonna come. So you gotta be ready for that too. Because if you ain't fuckable looking, they ain't fucking with you. You know what I mean? And that ranges from person to person because everybody's into different things. You know what I mean? Right. Some guys like guys of my stature that's big, tall, you know what I mean? All this, you got other guys, they want somebody more muscular. And that's what they're more attracted to. You got the guy that only into Latino dudes or like it can be very segregated or very, especially on the internet, because people know exactly what they're looking for and what they're into. It's different more so in person meeting guys than when it's online, if that makes sense. Like, it's still those requirements in person, you know what I mean? But online, it's, I don't know, I guess you could say a faster response of what people, like when you're online, you know what you're looking for. 9 times out of 10, don't be trying to look for no relationship online. It's not happening, you know what I mean? A lot, did you freeze?
Yeah. That's a price. Yeah. Groovy mode, none of this is scripted, life a movie role. Play my part, show them even through the bloopers you could grow. Found my reason, fly shit, I be dressing like some solid season. I keep it solid, every morning, every noon, and every evening, yeah.